Lowe's knows how to help you save this 4th of July. Upgrade your laundry routine with the new and exclusive first-of-its-kind all-in-one vented laundry combo. Wash and dry in just 68 minutes. Save up to 40% on select major appliances. Plus, when you buy more, you save more. Shop Samsung this July 4th at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.
Welcome to another exciting edition of The Thought Police. I'm Mike Graham and you are...
Rachel Reeves.
Rachel Reeves, still in place, incredibly, despite the fact that the budget is going like a fucking absolute train down a cliff.
Fuck her and fuck this government. Oh, look, the inflation is going down, everything is fine.
Can you believe that? As you 2.6%.
Said, I was listening to your show this morning and all these members of the public, you know, British citizens phoning up and saying, Labour shouting about how great the economy is. Oh, I've just been to buy a cup of jar of coffee.
Yeah.
It's twice as expensive as last week.
And this,
this is just fake economics.
It is ridiculous, isn't it? Because there's no fucking way that inflation is in anything less than about double. You know, 10%, 20%, 50%, whatever you like. People's water bills going up by 50%. Yeah. People's fucking council tax up by 10%. You know, every time you go to buy anything, it's gone up in price.
Fucking right.
I can't remember anything that's got cheaper, can you?
No, I can't. And people are noticing. And, you know, so it's just like these politicians now, these Westminster bubble people, they live in a parallel universe to the rest of us. And they're sort of like almost deliberately gaslighting us now, saying, well, you say the prices are going up, but we're telling you inflation is going down. Fuck off.
And the we're saying that growth, I mean, Rachel Reeves said this week, and growth is going up. Well, no, it fucking isn't. No, there's no evidence to suggest that. And not only is it not going up, the fucking economy is tanking.
Yeah, and what is it? We'll get onto some other topics in just a second, but now we're on this bandwagon, let's roll with it. This fucking Home Affairs Committee this week that issued a report, a special report saying, oh no, all of you people around the country who thought there was two-tier policing to police the riots, the summer riots, you know, when white working class people who hadn't done much wrong were thrown into jail for 5 years, housewives who lived 100 miles away, who put some hurty words on Facebook, were thrown into jail for 3 years, and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
That wasn't, there was no two-tier policing, there was no two-tier justice.
No, of course
so. You're all wrong. Now, that is outrageous. That's fucking outrageous. Fuck off. Fuck off, you fucking MP cunts. Don't fucking tell us what we know to be the obvious truth.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing. They're just denying the truth.
Don't piss down my back and tell me it's raining.
Yes, exactly right.
And I mean, even if you took the view of you know, Lucy Connolly did do something more than say hurting words, she did issue a very, very unwise tweet, which could have been seen as inciting violence. I mean, I wouldn't have said that. She was convinced that she should plead guilty. You had the husband on.
Yeah, that is...
on your show, and so even if you say, all right, she pleaded guilty to a crime and she had to do some jail time, she doesn't have to do 31 fucking months. She's already been in 8 months. They should let her out.
Right.
Fucking let her out.
Well, look, in this country where we still pay homage to the image of freedom of speech, no one should ever go to jail for what they write on social media, what they post on Facebook. I don't care what the fuck it is.
Yeah.
That does not warrant a jail sentence. Lucy Connolly got 2 years and 7 months, and what she said was mass deportations, get rid of these migrants now, and set fire to the asylum seeker hotels.
Yeah.
That's not a great thing
and
to
I
post.
And I don't care if somebody calls me a racist.
Yeah, if that makes me a racist, so be it. Okay, that's not the greatest tweet ever.
Right.
In the end, though, so fucking what?
Yeah.
She gets accused of being a racist and all this. That she goes to jail.
It also turns out, does it not, that the police were fabricating evidence against her. They said that said things she didn't say.
Yeah, exactly. So this woman, right, her and her husband, I only found this out last night, she's 42, I think he must be 50 or so. Their entire criminal records combined for their whole life is, I think he's got three points on his driving license. So, she's never done anything wrong before. She's never been arrested. She's never got anything to do with violence. She is no threat to the community whatsoever. She should not be in fucking jail. And going forward, we should make a rule.
Yeah.
No one goes to jail for whatever they post on social media. I mean, as I say,
in the end, what she posted, okay, we have to say, well, we don't condone that. Of course we don't. But who, in the end, she, I don't want to demean her, but she's a housewife in Northampton. Right. She's talking about riots 150 miles north in Southport. Who gives a fuck what she put on Facebook? Exactly. Was that actually on Twitter, wasn't it?
It was on Twitter. And also, even if she was trying deliberately, if anybody believes she actually wanted people to go and set fire to hotels, of course she fucking didn't. And if anybody believes that anybody would have done it because, oh, Lucy Connolly told me to do it, you'd have to be off your fucking rocker.
Yeah.
So the whole point of two-tier justice is that it's very clear that they treated her differently. The husband even said it, didn't he? The probation service.
Well, they won't let her out there because she's
they won't
Lucy
even
Connolly.
Let her visit her family, which they would allow a fucking rapist to do, probably.
Out
and
on
a paedophile, probably, out on licence. Even if it was for the weekend, well, then, they still won't let her do it.
And they're not even considering her appeal for a reduced sentence because mitigation was not taken into consideration. Poor lady, the poor couple, lost their baby due to an NHS fuck-up.
Yeah.
So she was pretty screwed up about that. But, you know, in the end,
people who are suffering from that kind of trauma can be triggered by a violent incident where young children are killed.
And emotions were running high then. But in the end, and I've got ultimate sympathy for her, she's clearly a nice woman who had a bit of a moment. But in the end, I don't care if she's the worst fucking bitch on earth.
Yeah.
She shouldn't, no one should go to jail for what they write words on Facebook.
Even if that argument was say, had a small hole in it, and I would say, you know, you can't blanket say nobody should go to jail. But there's no question that she shouldn't go to jail for more than about a month or two.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, you just need to teach somebody like her a lesson. She's not going to be a master fucking criminal. She's not going to come out and commit massive violent crime. You know, she's probably absolutely fucking mortified, and she's probably really fucked up about all of this.
You know,
and she doesn't need to be locked up anymore.
It's ridiculous. And you know, there's another woman, a housewife who lived in like a farmhouse in the middle of fucking nowhere, who tweeted something similar and put it on Facebook, I think it was. Yes, Facebook. Because Lucy Connolly's post was on X, Twitter.
Yeah.
So this other housewife, she put something like, yeah, fucking send them home, you know, burn the hotels.
Yeah.
And she got less, but she got about like 1 year and 8 months.
Yeah.
But guess how many people read her Facebook post?
How many?
Seven.
Fuck's sake.
This is wrong. So what I'm saying is, you know,
and probably six of them are the police.
Now, think about this, though. The lawyers, from the Crown Prosecution Service.
Right.
Yeah, so think about it. More than 1,000 people were arrested during those riots. Some of them actually at the riots.
Yeah.
Some of them not, like the people, the social media warriors we're talking about here. More than 1,000 of them. Most of them fucking hauled into the court, charged in court within days, in prison within a week.
She was never let out, was she, for the moment that Lucy Connolly was arrested?
Yeah, she was in custody.
She was never let out of custody.
Yeah, so think about that, right? So you or I get nicked tomorrow for something or other, whatever it is.
Yeah.
We will wait 6 months at least till they get around
to get police
charging
trained,
us.
Right?
And before, it'll be 2 years before our court case comes up. So 2 year delay. These people were charged, were in court within 3-4 days and in jail within a week. That is different to the way everyone else is treated. That is two-tier justice. And those fucking MPs, those fucking wanker cunts from the Home Office Affairs Committee turn around and tell us, no, there's no evidence of two-tier policing. You go fuck yourselves.
Exactly. The one thing they did at least admit was that perhaps the contempt of court laws in this country are not very fucking good to deal with the way that people now communicate with each other. And that's absolutely true. And it's also, it was kind of unspoken, I think, that they said Keir Starmer got it massively fucking wrong.
Yeah.
Merseyside police got it massively wrong.
They did say that, to be fair.
They did, because they didn't reveal truths about the fucking killer that they should have done. They kept everybody in the fucking dark. They told lies. They misdirected people. They misdirected the fucking news agenda. Yeah. And they are fucking absolutely, I would say, guilty as charged on that one.
Yeah.
And somebody, I read a piece really interestingly recently about Keir Starmer, about why he is the way he is. This is the first time I've given this any thought. And, you know, we're all amateur psychologists. We've worked in newspapers and broadcasting all our lives. How about this for a theory, right? Because his mother was so ill through most of his childhood, he craves attention. Because he never got any. right? Because he had to feel bad about his mother all the time, and he could never be the centre of attention, and he could never really feel as though he had proper parents, because his father was too busy looking after his mother to give a shit about him. And his father was quite a weird looking
guy. Don't forget, his brother was, was afflicted.
His brother had a learning disability or something, right? Because he died recently, didn't he? And he was very unwell.
So he had a
very
childhood.
Odd childhood,
yes.
And I wonder whether there's some truth to that. So he's grown up into this kind of creature who has no empathy for anybody. He doesn't really understand people's feelings because he doesn't understand his own. He's never really had any kind of love and affection to be put towards him by anyone in his family.
Yeah, he's certainly a fucking great fucking great oddball. There's no doubt about that.
No question.
And those wanker fuckwits on the Home Affairs Committee, I'll give them one thing. They did say that it was a massive mistake to hold back the information about Axel Rudakabana.
Yeah.
They said because that created a vacuum into which misinformation poured. So this Keir Starmer closing down the fact that his parents were immigrants, that he had ricin, that he had an Al-Qaeda training manual, that basically he was a terrorist.
Yeah.
The Home Affairs Committee did say that that was a mistake and we mustn't do that again. So Keir Starmer, fucking two-tier Keir. What an arsehole.
Right. But they still use this defence all the time. Well, we can't talk about that because it's going to affect the trial. We know how fucking trials are affected.
But wait a second, Mike. You know this. We know this as journalists. When that guy is arrested, Axel Rudakabana, or anybody else, you guys are, you can't say anything because you're going to prejudice the trial. What fucking trial? There is no fucking trial until he's charged.
Yeah.
So you cannot tell us that. You cannot tell us that we will prejudice a trial that does not exist.
Right.
You cannot prejudice a trial until someone is charged. Right. And Starmer and the gang and the Crown Prosecution Service introducing this element into the equation is legally not sound. It's wrong.
It's entirely wrong. But lawyers, and particularly Crown Prosecution lawyers, have been pushing for this because they want to release us from any ability to get any kind of information out of anybody.
Yeah, well,
they don't want to share information with us because they're worried that we'll be able to point out to them they've got it fucking wrong.
Yeah, well, next time, that's why they're scared.
Yeah,
I know. Well, next time it fucking happens, we should all scream from the rooftops about the suspect, the person that's been arrested.
Yeah.
And if they then tried to charge us or do us for prejudicing the trial, we'll be able to say, what fucking trial?
Exactly.
It's legally not correct what they did. He played a fucking he sold us a three-card trick.
Yeah.
It's a disgrace. And by the way, I want to get onto the issue of what's a woman in a minute.
Yeah.
But I did want to put
if only we could ask some people in the Labour Party what it is.
Yeah. What's a woman? Oh, I don't know. A pair of tits, that sort of thing. No, but seriously, just before we get to that, what about that ridiculous theatre, that contrived theatre on Saturday?
What's a load of bollocks.
We didn't need an emergency session. We'd known for fucking months.
Right.
Who the fuck does this fucking idiot Starmer think he's kidding?
I know. Also, to do what exactly? To put the fucking fake solicitor Reynolds in charge of...
What a wanker!
This bloke literally couldn't run a pub, right? Never mind putting him in charge of British Steel. Yeah. And also, he didn't even know what he was doing. They didn't know... Suddenly, right, this is what's happened. The amazing, supposedly bringing all this coal in from Japan, right? And it suddenly mysteriously disappeared. Because now it turns out the coal we got came from America. There's another load coming from Australia. Yeah. What's happened to the Japanese coal?
Yeah, yeah.
Was there ever Japanese coal?
Yeah.
And why do they keep not referring to it as coal? Have you noticed?
They keep calling it coal.
No, they call it raw material.
Well, it's actually... It is
coking coal, but they don't want to call it that.
They hate the idea.
They don't want to remind people that we've actually got a coal mine in Cumbria that they could have been using to provide all this
stuff. Yeah, but Starmer, think about this, right? I mean, we'll get on to the fact that obviously this entire catastrophe has been caused by the government's net zero lunacy.
Yeah.
This is all their fault. It is so mad.
Yeah.
But while Starmer's trying to tell us last Thursday or Friday, with an emergency, everybody has to come back.
Yeah.
I'm sorry you've all flown off for your various holidays. Fucking MPs were furious.
But don't worry, by the way, because apparently we pay for their return flight if they're away on holiday.
Goody.
And their entire families as well.
Yeah, but they were fucking pissed off, the MPs, as you can imagine, because they knew they were being subjected to deliberate, contrived theatre.
Yeah.
Because when Starmer last Friday, suddenly this emergency has erupted. Mm. Well, there's a fucking cargo off the coast of Britain, a cargo ship with £7 million worth of coal.
This was meant to be the Japanese ship. Yeah, right? Yeah. But where's it gone? Because we haven't had fucking delivery of that. Because I kept asking, I had one of the fucking government on, and I said, you know, where is this ship? And he said, it's close enough to the plant, it will be delivered soon. Which was also a lie, because they didn't know what the fuck was going on.
But if you think about it, the fact that they'd ordered it and it was in the ship and it was coming, you know, they can't say on last Friday, fucking hell, something's just cropped up. Yeah. Wait a minute. You've already emergency ordered £7 million worth of coal to bring it over from Japan.
Yeah.
And now you're acting like you had no idea of this building emergency. Yeah. Bullshit, bullshit.
Yeah.
And why have we gotten an emergency? People are going, Yinye, the Chinese company, bad actors. Yeah. They deliberately...
The owners of British Steel.
Yeah, they went out to destroy British Steel. Well, maybe they had bad intentions, but think about this. In the end, Yinye, Chinese or otherwise, is a business, right?
I mean, they could well be in the business of destroying British economy.
Yeah, but British Steel was doing just fine when we had coal mines, and it used to ship its coal from 30 miles away at Scunthorpe.
Yeah.
No cost whatsoever.
Right.
Ed Miliband closes down all coal mines in Britain, closes down a big one they were building in Cumbria.
Yeah.
So then Yinye have to get their coking coal from the Far East. It's the nearest place they can get it.
Right.
Suddenly, they got to ship what they used to get from 30 miles away all across the world. That means they're losing £700,000 every fucking day.
Yeah.
And people go, how terrible they pulled out. Well, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
It's Ed Miliband's fucking fault.
Did you see that picture of Jonathan Reynolds, by the way, inside the fucking furnace, right? And he stood there.
Just to light the fucking thing.
Like, but yeah, so you could see what it was like. And you know what he said? He had this sort of protective gear on. And he said, it was so hot, I thought I was going to melt. And you just go, what do you fucking think it is? It's a furnace, you fucking twat.
This is Ed Miliband's fault. This is net zero.
Yeah.
This is net zero. Like the Drax power station.
Yeah.
Used to get its coal from 30 miles away. Now ships in wood pellets from North America and Canada. At great cost.
This is the thing.
It's insane.
And everybody knows that the only reason why this great idea of fucking not even nationalising British Steel but taking over the management of it won't work is because the fucking electricity bills are too much. Nobody can afford to pay them.
Yeah,
Because Ed Miliband's fucking mad net zero plan has got the most expensive... How can we have the most expensive electricity in the fucking world?
They daren't admit it. You know, hence, as you say, they can't even bring themselves to use the word coal or coke.
Right.
What the government knows, what everybody knows is... This net zero shit has got to go.
Yeah.
It is fucking insane.
It really is.
It's why British Steel is only in crisis because of net zero.
Yeah.
That is that.
But also, they're still banging on, aren't they, about turning it into green steel manufacture. Nobody wants green steel. You can't use it for anything.
Yeah, and also, that is not virgin steel.
No.
That is scrap metal.
So it's no good. You can't build tanks with it. You can't build warships with it. You can't build fucking aircraft with it. You can't even build cars with it.
If it's got what's it called, an electric arc furnace.
Electric arc furnaces. Yeah. Which you also can't afford to run. Because the electricity is too expensive.
Yeah. But if that's your steel production system, then you're not producing virgin steel. So if we go to electric arc, we have lost our steel industry.
Exactly. And Nigel Farage says this: the electric arc furnace down in
Port Talbot,
he says, will never open, and he's probably right. And I was talking to Richard Tice the other day, and he said they've already got down the road from Scunthorpe, they've got another electric arc furnace which has never been used. So why do they need to convert this one? Why not keep this one to do what it fucking does to make proper virgin steel?
Yeah.
And fucking, you know, use the other one if they want to use it. I mean, it's, the whole thing is an absolute shit show.
We've
got no fucking idea.
The last vestiges of our once great steel industry are being destroyed on the altar of Ed Miliband's net zero lunacy.
I know.
He is a deranged, dangerous madman. Yeah. And the government have got to wake up to it, otherwise this country is seriously fucked.
The money's just going down the drain. I mean, they announced this week, Sadiq Khan actually in London, putting a load of fucking solar panels on top of a load of schools. £2.5 million, which is going to cost the taxpayer that, right? And what they're saying is, oh, in the future, the bills will come down, so we'll be able to make the money back. It'll take a fucking long time to make £2.5 million back.
Fucking net
absolutely
net
ridiculous.
Net zero has got to go, and it will go, because they're just not going to be able to...
We should have net zero Miliband.
You know, they're going about, you know, renewables and sustainable energy. I'll tell you what isn't sustainable is net zero. It just isn't.
And
it's
also,
fucking mad.
People talk bollocks. I was listening to Dale Vince talking the other day about this, and he was saying the great thing about renewables is that, you know, once you've bought the hardware...
I can make a lot of money out of
it. You know, that's it. You don't have to do it anymore, which is also not true. Wind turbines need replacing. You know, the turbine blades wear out. You know, fucking solar panels don't last forever. Yeah. It's complete nonsense to say that you can literally just buy them once and never have to buy them again. Absolutely, that's a bollocks. People are just telling fucking lies all over the place.
And do you see that they're going to put out these windmills, which, as you say, they've got a lifespan.
Yeah.
They fucking go wrong. They make them in China using coal fuel power.
Of course
stations.
They do, and slaves.
Yeah, and slaves.
Yeah. It's a real right on scenario for the Labour Party, you know.
Anyway, they're getting bigger and bigger. They're going to put some off the coast of Brighton and Bognor Regis.
Oh, yeah.
The smaller ones are going to be the size of the Eiffel Tower.
Fucking
the
hell.
Larger ones are going to be the size of the Shard.
Jeez.
This is getting ridiculous. Fucking ridiculous.
Maybe they should put them in the fucking channel, stop the migrants in them. You fucking try sailing through that motherfucker.
Yeah, migrant blenders. Yes. Right, let's talk about women.
Our favourite subject.
So we are talking on the day.
It turns out we were right again, of course, all along.
What, that women are women?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
We keep being proved right in this fucking year.
We're talking on the day that the Supreme Court, five of the most allegedly learned people on the face of the planet, certainly in this country, five learned judges on the Supreme Court, have spent 5 years and they've produced today an 88-page report, basically to say, we have concluded after all our learning that a woman is someone who is born... A woman.
Brilliant.
How a fucking about that?
It was happening live this morning.
It's ridiculous.
We were doing this on Thursday, and we sort of checked in with it, as you can do, you know, to see. And so we said, look, let's go to the Supreme Court and see what the ruling is. And we got there just in time, you know.
And the guy starts
mumbling on and on and on. And I'm going, you just need to say one fucking thing. A woman is a woman. That's it, the end.
In respect,
and he was
bumbling
on and on. And so we only asked you what a fucking woman was, you dickhead.
Well, let's talk about this at lunch with a few friends just now. And, you know, people who are not journalists.
Yeah.
So if you're a journalist... You know, best part of half a century, I've been in and out of courts, covering court cases, watching lawyers.
Sometimes as the accused.
Often on the wrong side of the world. No, but watching many court cases, watching judges, watching lawyers. And what journalists know, because we see these legal eagles up close and we see the way they talk, the way they operate, what we know is what most of the public don't know. Most of the public go, oh, the lawyers, barristers. Judges, very learned, very clever.
Yeah.
They're fucking thick as shit, most of them. Most of them are fucking idiots. Yeah. They're stupid. So we're all agreeing on this at lunch. And so we thought, well, who becomes the five Supreme Court judges? Oh, they're the stupidest.
Yes.
The five stupidest judges in the whole land.
Yeah.
They go to the Supreme Court. Never fucking look up to judges. Never look up to lawyers. Some of them, yeah, cool.
Some of them are great fun.
Some of them great. Most of them fucking idiots.
Yeah, they really are. And sorry, guys, but we've got to end it there because we're out of time. We're so fucking busy these days. That's the lot. So we apologise, but mate, we'll try and do a longer one next week.
Only next week.
I'll see you later. Fuck off.